Plantar fasciitis. I need to be more gentle with the staircase. The sidewalk is begging me to step lightly, especially on the right foot, and I'm commanded to watch out for the pebbles and the anthills, to step with humble compassion on the protruding roots of the grand cypresses that were put in the wrong plots a generation ago and now are bent on revenge. But vengeance is mine, saith the cartilage. I will lay you low. I listen to the voices in my foot. Be tender with the kitchen floor, they say. Have mercy on the bathroom tile, though I can't bend down to clean the grout because of the sermons in my shameless soul. It is the heel pontificating, really. Whatever the heel is made of that isn't bone. I do the Hippocratic stretches. My calves murmur in protest and appreciation. I wear the royal purple inserts in my shoes. I don't know what life's about, but I'm learning the calcaneus and the medial malleolus. Such are the names we give these bits of ourselves. Is it any wonder we can't get beyond those dead Romans and Greeks? I want to name my right middle toe Sappho, my left Catullus. Everybody gets a word in, knee, ankle, physical therapist, and especially the geezer in the pharmacy aisle whose limp is just like mine, bewildered between the corn plasters and the compression socks, muttering under his breath, "My dogs are barking." I think I might mention that heel Achilles to him, but wouldn't Odysseus make more sense, hobbling up from his ruptured ship into the ghost of his own house, hissing, "Hush," to the lame old hound? "Just be careful, hero," howls my noble brace of tendons. Where you step among the bodies of the suitors, it's really only a little pain, a tiny annoyance, like slipping in a pool of blood in front of the sideboard and twisting the anterior tibiotalar. No shame in it. The whole history of poetry is bearing down on us, crushing our metatarsals, attacking the proximal phalanx in spite of its useless shields, establishing the new reign of the dactylic and the paeonic, dancing over the peace of my slow morning walks, wrenching my talus and navicular from first position, kicking up my cuboids.